This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. The area around our home is full of wildflowers. It's not like we haven't seen them before, you know? Them being the different species. So, yeah, I mean, we've always had some Texas toadflax, but wowzer, wowzer. Hundreds and hundreds of 1 foot, 2 foot tall stems with blue flowers atop? No, we've never had that before. And listen, white primrose, yellow primrose, Mexican poppies, phacelias, gallardias coming on, and of course, mustards, the tansy mustard, the pepperweed, but ooh, some Ficeria, the former Les Carella bladder pod. Yeah, anyway, quite a show in the yard around the 1991 Marvelette. One afternoon, Ms. Mosquito remarked that our yard looks like a meadow. So it's a marvelous spring in southern Arizona, in the borderlands, I should say. I'm thinking, you know, whether or not you cross the border, the borderlands around you and me are Arizona and Sonora. You go a little east of our place out there in Cochise County, and it's Arizona and Chihuahua. So these three different states are borderlands, right? A shared country, shared wildness. That's why the thought of a wall, you know, to separate the shared wildness, to me, is just madness. I mean, scientists, environmentalists, ecologists, entomologists, mammalogists, ornithologists, hydrologists, botanists, herpetologists, ichthyologists, all agree a wall is a very bad idea. Bad news abounds out in the wild and even in towns. Whew. It could be just me, but every day seems so full of bad news. Like a copper mine in the Santa Ritas. I mean, that'll give you the blues. A large Italian village near the San Pedro River. Dear God, give us a hint of hope, if even just a sliver. Well, stop the presses. Stop the presses, because I've got some good news. The Gila top minnow is swimming in the Santa Cruz. Hey, little minnow, where have you been? My goodness, it's nice to have you back again. I mean, you used to swim in all the waters of the Gila River Basin. My gosh, all the creeks and rivers were the places you were grazing. I know, we humans are such a greedy lot. We thought all that water was ours, and we certainly forgot that we need wild plants and animals. Yeah, that includes you fishes, too. But back then, we had no clue. We're smarter now, I promise. At least I think we are. So don't go disappearing on us, because you little live-bearing fish, you're a rock star! P. Ciliopsis occidentalis is quite a name for the Gila top minnow of Santa Cruz River fame. Okay. So to some women and men, let's give a shout, because they're the humans that sort of figured this out. Let's add clean effluent to the river. We've got nothing to lose, and it may bring back native plants and critters to the Santa Cruz. That's right. They added clean water made from our poop and our pee, then sat back on their haunches and said, I guess we'll just see. And great God Almighty, ye gods and little fishes, a little native fishes, answered all their wishes. So stop the presses. I've got some good news. The Gila top minnow is swimming in the Santa Cruz. That's right, Petey. No need for the blues. The Gila top minnow has returned to the Santa Cruz. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.